Hello, friends. I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is
Adventures in Beer Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewer's Advent Calendar from Costco, where every day is beer day until December 25th, and that is coming right up.
Drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag. How come you're always drunk on Christmas? How come you leave me all alone?
It's December 21st. Santa Claus is sharpening his ceremonial Christmas blade and checking his naughty list.
Oh my!
So we better get to drinking some beer up in here. Sarah, what do we have today? Open it up.
Santa Claus coming to town. Woohoo! Santa Claus coming to town. All right. We have,
Nice.
I like this can a lot.
Nice.
Oh,
look
my gosh.
That is,
it's very cute. That with is a little bear on it. Very adorable.
It is a white can with some brown trim. And front and center, you have a beautiful brown bear with a little smile. You see, he has a little smile, and he has wheat on either side.
That's
and
a nice logo.
Okay. Oh, I know what this is. So today's beer is the Bärenweiss.
Oh, the Bärenweiss.
Which means bear lager, I
love
think.
That. That's
bear
so
lager.
Cute. I love that.
Bear beer. This is... The brewery is the private brewery H. Egerer. And if that sounds familiar, even in this very awkward pronunciation, it's because we have actually had two beers from this brewery before. We had the Kress Bassrich Zweikel, which we gave a cumulative rating of 3. And we had the, in episode 15, we had the Ertrip Hell Eddie Bauer, which which we gave a cumulative rating of 1.
Let's see what happens.
I don't know. This is a German Hefeweizen. Alcohol 5.2%. Let's see. It looks... Sarah, you're probably not going to like one. They're saying that this one has a definite banana... Definite banana notes to it.
Oh, it definitely has a banana.
Banana, chewing gum, fruit, and cloves, they say. So keep that in mind.
Banana and the bubble gum in the nose. Very creamy head. Creamy head.
Yeah, I would say it's quite light in color, but very cloudy. It's
very cloudy.
Which makes sense. It's like an unfiltered Hefeweizen. It's like an unfiltered wheat beer. So it's I think it's pretty good. It's a little there's almost something a little chalky about it, which I don't like. But I'm mixed on this one. I'm not sure. What do you think?
I mean, I definitely taste the banana and the bubblegum, which I kind of like, actually, in this one, because it's kind of muted, because it is kind of chalky.
Well,
I kind of like it, but it's kind of muted.
Yeah. There's a weirdly... It's like a little... It's almost like I'm tasting this through a veil of...
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, maybe I put some kind of a numbing agent in my mouth. I've just come back from the dentist, and I can't quite taste it.
Or like you have a really stuffy nose.
Yeah. In no way unpleasant, though. I'm not disliking it. No off notes. Let's pause. Let's take a minute. Let's see what we think.
That's right.
And we're back. Sarah, why don't you get us started?
All right, well, with aromas of bazooka bubblegum and banana bread, this beer has a lot of exciting promise that it doesn't ultimately make good on. Maybe the Bärenweiss tastes better to bears? I give it 2 JB.
I mean, bears will eat anything. So, okay. This is going to be a long one. In my younger days, when I was a young man attending university in Southern California, in the around the dawn of this century, we used to buy alcohol at Trader Joe's. And in this era of Trader Joe's, they didn't have... This was before they had like their own Trader Joe's branded alcohol. But what they didn't really have much like name brand stuff either. So what they had at the time, they just had these like weird kind of off-brand beers. Like we drank this Mexican lager called Rio Claro that I've never seen before or since.
I kind of like it. Sounds kind of good.
And they had also a selection of large like pint cans of beer. One of them was called Bear Beer.
Bear Beer!
And we loved that it was called Bear Beer. It was like $2 for a big old can. It was not good at all. Hmm. And I will say, this is better than that.
There you go. That's good.
At first, I was thinking when I saw this, like, is this the same thing? Is this Bear Beer? Fortunately, it is not. This is better than that. So look, here's how I break it down. I am drinking this beer. I plan to finish this beer. It's not getting poured out.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
It's not getting
poured out.
I mean, I
like it enough to drink it, definitely.
You get one JB for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bear on the can.
I know. It's so cute.
And it's called Bear Beer.
I know.
Bear and Vice.
I know.
So, okay, you're already at two JBs. Now it gets a little more complicated. There are some problems with this beer. But it's also kind of interesting. I've enjoyed talking about this one. I'm going up to three.
Whoa.
Three JBs for Bärenweisse.
All right, so a final rating of 2.5 JB for the Bärenweisse. I think it's pretty good. Pretty good for December 21st.
Solid beer.
Still in there. All right, we're hanging in. Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewer's Advent Calendar from Costco, is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Brewer's Advent Calendar from Costco or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed herein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The Brewer's Advent Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility.
Bear.
Ha! For the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.